perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Crews, we are the Geek Crews. All right. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Crews, we are the Geek Crews. All right. We are the Geek Crews, we are the Geek Crews. Tonight.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Geek Grills, episode 187. My name's September, also known as 9 of 12, and I am here tonight with my co-host, Ray.
Hello.
And Linda.
Hello.
Now, the Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. Please go today to patreon.com/grills and help us out. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about BlizzCon Online. And, you know, I'm sure other Blizzard things will be brought in as they come up. In the meantime, what have you girls been up to this geeky week? Linda?
I haven't gotten a lot done just because we kind of recorded late last week. So I'm still working on Her Majesty. So I have... She has her arms. I need to make her hair and then all of her accessories. So she's got like a little hat with flowers on it and a little bag. So that should be done by, you know, next recording. So I can show
it.
Her off.
I missed it. I was doing a full editing thing.
Oh. Here, dude, I don't have her arms with me, but.
She's so
fatty,
I'm gonna die.
Yeah. So she's gonna be real cute. And then I'll probably still undecided if I'm going to do Billie Holiday or Audrey Hepburn next, but one of those two.
It's a lot bigger than I thought those were going to be.
Oh yeah, me too. Like I started making it, and I was like, this is going to be a good size. I thought it was going to be little, like
dolly more than a figure.
Yeah, like I thought it was going to be like the size of not the size of the mini. Crewmates, because those are teeny weeny, but I thought it might be like that big, but she's a biggin.
I think I need a list.
And then I did the virtual LARP this past weekend, in which I got to play a cute and creepy doll type creature. I have a picture that I can put up like either in the chat or somewhere, and then we can share it later. But I basically had like the little like mouth things, and I made my eyes look real big with like extra white around them. And I have this jacket that used to be my grandmother's, so it's literally vintage from the 60s. With it's like dark blue with white stripes, and I had white gloves on, so I got to be very, and I did my hair up, so very dull. I kept so for those of you familiar with Mirror Mask, I kept singing, "Why do birds suddenly appear?" Wow. I was like, "I'm not creepy at all." but that was a lot of fun because I got to role play with folks in the familiar game that we play in, but as different characters. So that was kind of fun. I mean, it was fun. It wasn't kind of fun. It was fun. but that's pretty much all I've had going on because it was only like, what, 3-4 days ago?
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Ray?
Yeah, pretty similar. I did the same LARP with Linda. I played basically played a remix of like my very first LARP character, complete with her weapon, which was a giant screw, like a mace. I just did that, so I was a nerdy little working girl who was all about the union and unionize, and that was fun. And that was a good time. I'm excited for the next game because I'll be able to be a more efficient character, because this was the first time doing the virtual LARP that wasn't the character that I'd been playing face-to-face with them for a couple years before, so I wasn't really familiar with the most efficient way to synergize your skills to get the most out of it. So it was just very throw it at the wall and see what sticks, yeah, as far as stats went. Let's see. I finished Disenchanted Season 3. I'm becoming less and less enchanted with Disenchanted. It's okay. I'm not really invested in it. I do like the evil Bean's evil mom's outfit, because villainesses get the best outfits, but that's about it. I'm slowly making my way through the third slash last season of Broadchurch. WandaVision. So good. So good. I can't sing the song because spoilers, but I want to sing the song. It's in my head. It will forever be in my head. And then the only other thing was somebody apparently updated the press page a day early with all the BlizzCon stuff, like for WoW. And so a couple of YouTubers and stuff had to go over it because it's like, this could be a thing. And then it turned out to be mostly true. So, cool. There were spoilers.
Cheaters.
So that means I didn't really miss BlizzCon. Good side.
Well, there you go.
How about you?
Did I mention last week that I finished watching The Magicians?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because we finally had access to that. And we had been told, like, you could just not watch it and it wouldn't be a loss. You know, it can be left where it was. And we're like, well, we kind of, I mean, it's there. And we like those characters so much. And, you know, let's check it out. And we started watching. And so we just watched it every night until we were out of it. And I'm not at all sorry I watched it. And I think they did a fantastic job wrapping it up, unlike Sabrina. Where they just kind of kept going and going, and they really didn't need to over-end it. Magicians, I thought it wrapped up nicely, and it had some very enjoyable episodes. And so there was that. Of course, I'm enjoying WandaVision. I did watch BlizzCon. I watched a lot of it, and I did go watch some VODs of things, but we'll talk about that in our BlizzCon line coverage. And while we got to the point in our story where we rescued Jaina, after, of course, I had heard the spoiler of, you know, she actually does get rescued. And I got another spoiler at the con about the, you know, somebody else that we're going to rescue. But whatever, I'm cool with spoilers. Did some gardening, which is... I mentioned this last episode. We had some folks who wanted to, like, come help make some more beds and then come share the bounty when the crops come in and help us come do weeding and thinning and stuff. So that was awesome. They came and kicked ass. We made 2 new beds and mulched them and mulched the hills and the paths between our beds. So our garden is even bigger this year. And one of our friends has a lot of dietary restrictions due to health issues been discovered, so we were able to, you know, dig into like what you can and can't eat and collaborate on that. And this is so good. I mean, I talked with my therapist today about it. She was like, you guys having a little pod, like expanding beyond, like, when the brewery isn't busy, we might sit there for a minute. having something else, anyone else that, you know, we know who's in the pod. And then they have a friend who's going through cancer treatment, so they're very, very small exposure, like, that can regularly come to the house and do work in the garden outside is going to be, I think, really just a great mentally healthy thing to do in this next phase of the pandemic, which with another play garden. And having something at the end of it is so good. Also, on Friday night, I went to game night, the Diamond Club game night. It's part of my online community, and Geek Grills is part of the Diamond Club stream team. And they were so happy to see me. And, like, that just felt so socially good. They, even though, you know, I'm 9 to 12, and, you know, people have to keep remembering, oh, September, oh, that's what, I get it. Oh, is that a Borg name? Oh. No. Game night, and that's the channel for that is W. Scottis1. Great guy. who runs the game nights, they're like, hey, September's here, how you doing? And like, you should jump in and play with us. And they were playing Among Us, and aww. I still have not played Among Us. I've watched them play a few times, and I was like, do I have to own that? Because I don't even know, like, do I have to own it to jump in? Because some games you do some, and they're like, he just bought it for you. I'm like, what? Like, I'm trying to friend you on Steam, but it's not working. I'm like, I can't go log into Steam. My husband's sleeping near the computer. Like, they're like, just buy me the game. Come on in. And like, I was like, I can't do that right now, but I will make an effort to try and be like where I can play with you next week or next time. And we talked about the game. And then, you know, while they played, I made a funny oranges sus joke. Like, I kind of want one of the crewmates because there are times where Trump comes up and I just want to be able to throw against the wall because orange is sus. And then in that game, it was their last game of the night. They were only coincidentally back on because the stream kind of like went on again by mistake. They ended up ejecting orange. And they're like, yay, September must be so happy. And I'm like, yay. So then they ended the stream and we stayed in the Discord and hung out talking. And I kind of just kept drinking and, like, I got out a bottle of Apple Crown someone left here in September when we had my birthday party fire. And I stayed up until, like, 8 o'clock in the morning just talking about everything under the sun. Talking about business ideas somebody had and what marketing is like. And I got some really great tips from Big Voice Jay, who used to do our bumpers and stuff, who had done those for us. He gave me some great tips on different editing softwares and things. And programs. So anyway, it was a fantastic night. I stayed up until 8 in the morning. But I was really happy to hang out with those guys, and I hope to be doing more of it. And anybody, you know, if you guys want to join us Friday night, check out WScottus1, follow him. And it's even fun to just watch. Sometimes they do Jackbox games or whatever, but it's a bunch of dudes and, you know, women too. Jackie does it sometimes. Hanging out in the Discord and bullshitting while the games are going on. So even if you're not playing, it's just an entertaining social way to hang out virtually. So on to our topic. We're going to talk about BlizzCon Line 2021. So that was different. I love that. Well, the name is silly. I mean, you really have to BlizzCon Line logo it, you know. But that they did it and made it free. I mean, with all the production.
That was really nice.
And guest gathering and handling a remote convention is no small thing. They did it and gave it to us all for nothing. And they had a lot to say about that rang true for me as a gamer. You know, just this during the pandemic, we still have this. We have our stories. We have these adventures we go on that are so meaningful to us. And it very much reminded me of, you know, a conversation I was having recently with people about, you know, they're struggling and people get Zoom burnout is real. And people that have to do it for work and don't know how. And it's just so different for me because, like, I got back into WoW because it finally was wearing on me, even with all of online community that I do have. And I mean, we've known these people for years and years, and people have met in game and gotten married, and these are real friendships to us. And it's a great gift to be a gamer and then end up in this situation, I think, especially with things like World of Warcraft that are, and Overwatch, where you're communicating while you game. And I don't know. I feel like they really get that. They didn't, because they could have just done the virtual ticket. I was fully prepared to buy a virtual ticket. Like, they're also, you know, losing a lot of money on merch and, you know, tickets, not having it in person. And instead they invested in this, like, so the community could still have it. So.
Yeah, because I know they've done virtual tickets before when they had the actual physical cons.
And I bought it a couple of times. I can't afford to go
Fly
to
all the way to
California,
California.
fly there and get a really expensive hotel room for days and the tickets. And, I've never been able to actually go, but a couple times, we've gotten the virtual ticket and we'll sit and we'll watch the panels we want to watch. And then you have access afterward and, get to see what's going on and talk about it with people and watch for people I know that are there. It's kind of a fun thing. And that was a nice little Scott Johnson did the World of Warcraft Q&As. And because I kind of watch him every day on TMS and watch some of his other shows and have, been on his shows, doing quizzes or whatever, it was kind of this, oh, look, there's somebody I know. At least I got a little bit of that. So yeah, I was really glad they did it. I was really glad it was free, and I was like, well, I have plans this weekend. It kind of felt like I had plans this weekend. And in the midst of this mess. So there were a lot of announcements, obviously, because that's what they do.
Hello. Sorry, my studio cat's come say hello.
As they do.
Oh, and in the intro video too, I did want to. I loved a lot of things they did because they always do these little, intro vignettes of a montage of people talking about their game experience and their exciting things that happened. And there are a few things in there that were really cool. There was kind of a tribute to a cosplayer who's like this funny longtime WoW player who his cosplay was coming out with like doing the South Park gamer guy thing. This big guy, sloppy shirt comes out. He's got his desk like he's playing, and like it was such this recognizable pop culture thing. And apparently, he died this year,
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
and they paid tribute to him. I was watching the intro again today because I wanted to get some more information, something I missed about the arcade collection, and there was one little story in there, and they did a lot of things about inclusiveness with the LGBTQ community in, people who found ways to reach out to that community online because they lived in a small town where there wasn't one. And there was this one today and I was just laughing out loud with this girl was like, yeah, and I was in the fight and this guy was like, oh man, I can't lose to a girl and I beat that guy. And I just love that they put that in there. It's like, let's have some of that. So, one of the first announcements was the Blizzard Arcade Collection. So they were also celebrating the 30th anniversary of Blizzard. And some of the first things they did were these little, platformer type games, and they had a racer game. So it's what, Rock and Roll Racer, Three Vikings, Lost Vikings,
I
and
remember Lost
then
Vikings.
what's the other one? I never remember the name of the other one. Black Rock or something.
Let's
But anyway,
see.
there's three games in the arcade collection. And they've made some quality of life updates, like you can rewind and you can actually save games.
Blackthorn. Oh, Throne.
Blackthorn.
Excuse me.
Throne, yeah. And they have released these on like all the platforms. It's on PC, it's on the Switch, it's on the Xbox. I think it's on the PlayStation. So that's really cool. Anybody who bought any of the anniversary packages, because there are packages, even though you can get a ticket, there are packages at different tiers you can get. Some include game time, some include swag, some include, pets, mounts, all that kind of thing. You can find it at the Blizzard website. And anybody who bought any anniversary package, and I think the lowest price one is like $20 and includes game time, they were immediately sent the code for the PC version of the Blizzard Arcade games. That's kind of just an added bonus. I kind of think I want them on the Switch, but I don't know if I want to buy them. I am gonna look at the anniversary packages, like if buying it. Because I still don't know how I get it to my Switch. I'm not going to probably sit on the PC to play an arcade game.
We had the Lost Vikings on our computers at my high school, and I definitely remember if you got all your I took technology class, so if you got everything done in your class, you could play on the game. So we had we also had Descent set up on the LAN network. So if everybody got done, we would shoot each other with jets and side volcanoes, and that was a good time.
Yeah, that racer game looks really cool. To me too. So there's that. The Shadowlands expansion was announced, although it looks like we're not going to get it until April or May is the latest I heard. But we got the big cinematic with what happens next. I guess it's out there, so it's not spoilers, but Anduin is used as... So we know Thrall's getting rescued. We know Anduin's getting rescued. I had it spoiled. You know, Jaina was getting rescued. I'm not even that far in the story, but I guess most people already are. But that Anduin gets kind of used as a Trojan horse to go to Bastion and start a whole nother bunch of shit and toward getting the jailer loose.
Yep. Came out. And real quick, Linda, because I know you're not very familiar with WoW, just to put in context, Anduin was this tiny little prince in when this game first came out, and he is aged up through the game and gone on to become like his father died. He has become like king. He is like his paladin. He's like lawful good. And now he's bad.
Oh no.
So goody two shoes. And the animation was wow.
So good.
So good. So like stuff, even with Sylvanas, where there's just these little bits of, oh, is she still in there? Like, is she questioning this path at all? And, like, that they managed to convey, you know, Anduin is, like, corrupted and has this stuff inside of him doing horrible stuff. And then, like, just for a moment, like, his eye color shifts a little bit and he's got this horror on his face just for a split second. Like, that gives you hope. They are so good at emotionally manipulating you with animation.
Cinematics are always amazing.
Yeah. Classic World of Warcraft is getting Burning Crusade. So people are super excited that, you know, are into that. I'm not into going back and doing all those horribly inconvenient ways of playing that existed back then. My son was really enjoying it, though. So he might jump in and start using my account again for Burning Crusade. Today, actually, a cinematic, or not a cinematic, on my Battle.net account, I had it open briefly, and there was a screen of, like, kind of the announcement of hey, BC is coming, and the button that you could hit to get more information and everything. It was a big picture of Illidan, and the button was prepare. You had to hit the prepare button. Which for World of Warcraft people, it was like, this is a great inside joke, because the Illidan, you know, you are not prepared, is just this iconic line that gets repeated and memed to death. And so it was. I love seeing stuff like that. Blizzard does. It's just like, it's personal. We know what it means. And them kind of, you know, having some fun with themselves. So in that expansion, apparently you can you're going to reach a point where you can decide to continue with the kind of remastered version they're putting out with a lot of what they call quality of life improvements. Or you can stay truly fully classic.
Oh, wow. Play
it the way it used to be played. For the hardcore, you know, who always say that vanilla guy, right? Remember?
Yes. Back in my day.
There's always that vanilla guy, and the people that demand a classic, that's who they are. And I'm very curious. I would love to see statistics now that they've been actually in classic of going, yeah, no, I don't really want to play so much like this. Diablo had a new class announcement they are getting rogues, which apparently is there were rogues before, and they're part of the story, but they haven't been playable. I don't play Diablo. I only played briefly. And there's a mobile version, and they are remastering Diablo 2 for PC and console. And you can, that's one where you can play. They've remastered and it's got like the 3D up-to-date technology that we have now, but they are making it available so you can play it in the original 2D if you want to.
That's cool.
Overwatch didn't announce any new characters this year. I mean, they had a couple last year, so that's fair, but I guess they have new maps and a couple other ways to play. And Overwatch, it's Overwatch 2. They are making enough big changes that if you own over, you're going to have to buy this one
Okay.
if you want to play it. I bought the original like launch edition, special edition, and like we never knew if it was gonna you're gonna have to buy it again or continue expansions or whatever, but apparently it's kind of like a new game launch. StarCraft didn't have much. I didn't even watch, and I do usually at least watch some of the competition because it is neat, but that's like all they had on the whole schedule was a competition. But I guess they don't have to do much of it. I mean, they're really stretched thin with thousands of programmers working remotely right now. But StarCraft
Yeah.
has such a huge culture of competitive gaming around the world that I guess they didn't have to feed it much. So the Shadowlands expansion for WoW is called Chains of Domination. I watched the beginning of it before I found the right feed to watch it on. I was watching the Frog Pants coverage of it, and Jocelyn Moffat, Garrett Wienzurel, and I think Brian Dunaway was on it, and Scott, and like I eventually switched over to straight coverage because I love those guys. Those are personalities I listen to all the time, but I'm trying to listen to the announcements and take notes, and they were talking over everything and having their own stories, and it's like, all right, not now. I love you guys, but I gotta go. But they were definitely giggling at the name a lot. I was too for my own inappropriate reasons. But I think it was Joss. It was like, so they're going fully 50 Shades of Warcraft here. But it will be centering a lot on the Jailer, which has been in kind of the mysterious figure who shall not be named. The one who was locked away that we've been dealing with in the current world game, current play, excuse me. Damn it, Sylvanas. Oh, she's. Damn it. She's so bad. But she's
I
going
love
to
her.
be. Oh, she's. Oh. She's disappointing. I feel like. Oh, it's bratty. She's evil. I mean, she's a good villain, right?
Do you think they've leaned her like too far and she's becoming like cartoonish villainy? Is that what you feel?
I do.
No.
I do. I 'cause like even like in the animation, I'm looking for some little hint that there's some humanity in there, but she's made alliances like just world. She already destroyed her world and now is working on destroying like the multiverse. And it's out of like vengeance she's already wreaked. It's just death. Like you can't escape death, so everyone needs to die. It's too much for me. Like I like redemption arcs. And she's like irredeemable. Know, meanwhile I'm chasing Tyrande around. Please. I understand
Calm
why you did
down.
this. But if you don't let go of this power, you're gonna die. I guess when you're already dead, it doesn't matter. Which is kind of where Sylvanas ended up, right? Like, we had a lot of jokes about that going around in the community too. Like, so if you're a DK, well, if you die in the Shadowlands, what happens? And they were asking about that in one of the panels and wow, like we kind of just don't talk about like that. It's kind of complicated. It's different when a mortal dies there than somebody that's already there because they're dead. So if you're like a DK and then you, you know, or you're a undead DK and you die there, you're quad dead. Like what? This is like maybe 50 Shades of Dead when we're playing in the afterlife. There's some new mounts coming out and pet that are awesome. Moth themed. There's one that's a hand, like a big crawling armored hand, kind of like a lot of the stuff we saw out in the desert back in the day. And you can ride on it. And like skeletal horses, which how many times did a lot of us run ICC trying to get that horse? And now there's another way to get something like it. So, I mean, my goth self is loving these moth-themed pets and mounts. I need
them. Oh, yeah.
The charity pet. Those of you who don't know, like, WoW does charity pets where you can buy these in-game pets that it benefits, and this one's going to be Doctors Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, usually it's just, you can buy it for a window of time and all that money goes to the organization. They've changed it this time. It's stretch goals. And there's two pets, and everyone gets them. So the first pet is one that was only available like as a trading card during Burning Crusade, and kind of to celebrate that Burning Crusade is coming to Classic. And it's this monkey named Bananas.
Oh my god, I had that card. I actually gave it to one of my friends. I got it when I got the trading card set that they sold for a while. And I gave it to one of my friends who is still really into WoW.
Well, cute now you can get Bananas.
Yeah.
So, and I think, I haven't seen the price points, but usually it's $10, right, for the charity
cards. Yeah, I think most of them are $10 for the pets.
So what they're doing is they're selling the charity pets, and then everyone in the game, whether or not you bought it, is getting them. And then there's a stretch goal. And if they meet the stretch goal, everyone with a subscription is getting the pets. And the second one is a brand new pet that's a sloth, and it rides on your back.
That was it. I saw that.
Daisy the sloth. She's got a little flower, and she rides on your back. And I love this idea, like giving it to everyone, and a stretch goal format being completely new to this. I think that's exciting. Like, I feel I'm more apt to buy it because, I mean, even if I don't play for years and years again, or, you know, I mean, it was almost hard to leave my sub for a while when I wasn't really, you know, interested or playing, because it's like, I have stuff I bought in there or that I worked really hard to get. And I kind of like this idea of, you know what, but everybody will have it. Even if I'm not there. Is it just me? I'm mushy like
that. Oh, I think it's sweet.
No, I'm also excited about the sloth because I saw that and immediately thought of my friend Gina who loves the sloth. Gina needs the sloth. I must get her the sloth somehow.
We must get Gina the sloth.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jen about the sloth. I don't know her feelings on sloth, but when pet battling first became really big, Jen and I were really big into the pet collecting, and I recently just started having some pet battles again, like enough that I went and printed out my cheat sheet, and my husband seems a little more interested than he ever was, so I think if I had more time to play, I would do more pet collecting, but I definitely believe I'm going to buy into this charity thing. I really like the stretch goal format, and I'd like to continue to do it, right? So I can spend $10 for them to encourage that kind of behavior to the whole community instead of people who, you know, can barely buy their subscription and they want that pet and there's no other way to get it. Like, I don't like excluding people like that.
Yeah, it's better if it's like literally kind of crowdsourced rather than, and this is going to sound bad, but this is literally what they're called, instead of waiting for their whales. Because the whale, that's the term they use for people that spend a lot of money on, like, virtual games or just anything in general. So, you know, you have that's how they fund a lot of like the mobile games
Yeah.
is it's free, but then you have the whales that buy a whole bunch of things to like in the game for actual money. So I think
Yeah.
it's better this way because it's kind of like that, but not because it's not that
Because it's not
expensive.
play to win type
Yeah.
thing, it's just cosmetic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure people have spent a lot of money or a lot of gold in the auction house to buy bananas because there was no way to get it all these years. And
I've
it'll
run out of
take
yarn.
that away from
Cool.
those people.
Patience.
I have to move on to something else. I've run out of yarn. Okay.
Right, you could. So Ray loves Sylvanas, I don't, so I'm excited because the next, the big raid is going to be the Sanctum of Domination, and she is the final boss. So I will work very hard to go and kill her for good, hopefully.
You're like, I am looking forward to stabbing this lady in the face.
I will watch that. I'll probably never actually get to play it, but I confess that when Curticel, the tree was burning, I was cackling as I played through that because I'm a terrible person.
Oh man, I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, to me, like, no matter who you are, burning Teldrassil was just
But on the
yuck,
flip side,
yuck.
because
It's the
I also
whole
play, I
world.
play a night elf and a blood elf. Those are the things I play. So when I went back to my night elf, which was my very first character, which was a shadow priest, like I played through that as well. And the whole time I'm just like, yeah, Tyrande, let's go mess her up. Let's go do it. Take
Yeah.
the power of the moon.
Whew. Yeah. Like the whole Teldrassil, I mean, because I don't know. It's just like it's what the Earth is, right? It's I don't know.
Oh, no,
Those of you
it's
who don't
horrible.
play
It
World of
hate is,
Warcraft,
but
have you played, have you seen Avatar? That's the kind of tree it is. And they burned it down. Covenant fiends, flying mounts and armor. I wanted to. Did you see those, Ray?
I
Did you
did.
see
I
the
saw my
Arden
Ventru one.
wheeled mount?
Yes.
Does it remind you a little bit of Falkor?
There's so many mounts this time, though.
I know, but I thought of you right away. I was like, oh my God, I hope Ray is watching this. Like, this is this close to Falkor as we're ever gonna get.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, as much as I like the cool, like, Revendreth ones, like, I like bats and everything. I'm pretty keen on the covenant I'm in right now, and I don't know if I'll have time to play through all the covenants. Is I'm doing Arden Wield, and I'm not horribly disappointed in anything there yet. All the armor in this expansion is a little cookie cutter for me, but at least it's not clown armor like Burning Crusade was, where you just, my God, nothing ever matched.
Yeah.
And one other thing I want to talk about, I'm going to try to be kind. So I was really excited to see on the schedule this cooking segment. Like, this was new, and that's so up my alley, and I was so excited. I was so looking forward to it. And there's this Lulaboo, I guess, she's a streamer. I heard about it. I followed her. Like, she's an influencer. And, she does whatever nerd-themed cooking. I didn't spend too much time going into, like, looking at all that. I didn't have time to go look at other material of hers or anything or other content. But I was excited for it. I mean, I own the World of Warcraft cookbook. I've watched other people streaming World of Warcraft cooking and went, ooh, I have those ingredients. And I'm running back and forth watching stream. And I decided to make those pretzels at the same time. And I watch, Twitch cooking streams. I was disappointed. She had two people there with her who were some kind of developers or something from Blizzard. And I guess they were staying very Burning Crusade focused because they're making a big deal out of 30th anniversary and releasing Burning Crusade to classic. But, wow, oh, I miss my calling. I'm like, I want to go set up cameras. I don't know. My husband came in and he's like, I don't like her voice. Like, there wasn't, she didn't have a personality. I expected personality, lots of it. And they talked a lot about the game, okay. And, oh, I remember this. It was a lot of, oh, and this happened and this happened. Like, telling game stories while you're cooking. All right, cool. But why do you have this amazing fucking gig doing BlizzCon line and didn't do any mise en place? So you're talking about the game and barely able to say, like, hey, I'm going to put this ingredient in here now, or I have to run on the other side of the kitchen to get a bowl. Like, what is going on here? Like, and talking about things that, like, did you not test this? Like, when these, she made warp burgers and she made buns, homemade buns, but you didn't see any of that process except her sticking them in the oven, and they were green, but she didn't know how much they would brown and then they wouldn't be green anymore. And I'm like, you didn't recipe test this for this cake? I don't understand. like, it's a lot of little things, I guess, because I am so passionate about cooking and I get a huge charge out of when I do themed, like, nerd-themed cooking, that mm-hmm. I was really disappointed. And she's an influencer. And then she did the Fisherman's Feast. And I don't know, I guess I would have liked something a little more creative. It was just a crab boil. Like, straight up, it was a crab boil. In a stock pot, I put some onions in it, and some Old Bay seasoning, and some andouille, and corn, and potatoes, and shrimp, and crab, and done.
Yeah, like, Low Country Boil. Toss
any fucking parsley on it? Like, it was... but to do, I mean, after reading World of Warcraft cookbooks, where they've given permission to people to do this, and they develop recipes based on this crazy shit in game, and, I mean, no, you can't get the specific ingredients for something, but it was, I don't know, it wasn't... And I think she was nervous.
You felt like it could have been done better?
It definitely, I feel like it could have been done in so much better, and in several ways. And that makes me kind of sad. Like, I couldn't even... I had to shut it off and walk away. And then I did make myself watch the rest the next day. Just so, like, to see if it got better. Because I was kind of at the beginning, I was like, is she just really nervous? Like, maybe she's just really nervous. But she's an influencer and does this all the time and has all this experience doing this and is all over the place. I don't know. And I was like, well, I mean, in her head, I can see where... Okay, this is like millions of people. Maybe she was nervous. Like, she mixed the meat for the hamburgers for like 20 fucking minutes. She doesn't talk about the game and, oh yeah, and that was great. And she's mixing and mixing and mixing and mixing. And I'm like, what are you doing? And just mixing and mixing. I'm like, what are you going to do next? Like, you do not need to mix. Like, I could have timed. I don't think it was 20, but it was like 15. Like, Rob left, went and had a cigarette, came back, and she was still mixing the meat.
Wow.
I'm like, the texture's gonna be, like, it's gonna be mushy when you make the burgers. Like, if... So, yeah, it was a fantastic idea. Could have been better executed.
Maybe that was part of the way she tenderized the meat. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, there was a lot of ways it could have been better. I hope they do it again. I hope she learned from it. I don't know. I mean, I want to go actually check out some more of her content and see if there's a better flow sometimes. And maybe she had to change her setup or whatever. I do not understand having that gig and not doing mise en place, though. Like, there's a certain amount of, yeah, you want to show off your cutting skills, slice an onion just so that they see the process, but not for all of it. And then the most interesting part of your cooking having been the buns, and you don't show making the dough. Like, it has spinach in it is how it's green is all you know about how those buns were made. So.
I will say the one thing that I did hear that come out of this BlizzCon that I'm actually super excited about was for once they did not immediately shut down the would you ever allow Horde and Alliance to work together, like for dungeons and raids. That was not shut down for once, and I'm kind of excited because Covenant's kind of open it up for that. And I'm like, I would like to be able to play with people too and not have to worry about switching servers and switching factions in order to play because half the people I used to play with don't play anymore.
Yeah, they were
And
still a little dodgy about it. I mean, they were exemplifying the fact that, all right, when in this new phase of the game, working together as Covenants is going to be so important. You know, that they let you think maybe they can do a little more cross-faction, but they also alluded to when we were able to do that in Battlegrounds for a while. I'm trying to remember what
that was the thing.
expansion that was. When was, oh, well, I don't remember which expansion it was. A couple expansions ago, they had Battlegrounds where you could basically go in and pretend to be the other faction just for the Battlegrounds because you had common enemies.
Okay. I bet it was either it might have been Pandaren or Warlords. Because those
I
are the
think
two
it
that I
was in
completely
Warlords.
missed.
I think it was probably in Warlords.
Okay,
I'm thinking of
that
the
would make
places I
sense.
was doing it, and it wasn't in Pandaria. It doesn't mean it wasn't during that expansion, but and like that was okay. The tricky, and I give them full props for trying it because the tricky things there are, I mean, there are just abilities and classes that you have to attune for in Battlegrounds. They're kind of doing that anyway because you've got a whole different set of talents for PvP. And yeah, I do wonder if having completely separate PvP skills, the way they're doing that now, may be leading toward more of that cooperative play and balancing it. Because that's how the question came up, right? They were like, what are you doing about it? There's so many more Horde players than Alliance now.
I don't know. I never, maybe I'm on the wrong server because I never feel like that.
Yeah, in the overall game, there are way, way more Horde than Alliance now. It tipped a couple years ago.
Huh.
To the point where some servers, too, are emptied out, basically.
Yeah, I will admit my alliance, the on Earthen Ring, I feel like there's hardly anybody there anymore. And that's like it's this it was the second RP server for Eastern US, the first one being Argent Dawn. So that's
Meanwhile,
kind of weird.
Proudmoore is technically full, and I met people online who want to play and can't really get over into it to play, and Proudmoore isn't connected to other servers. So
Yeah.
I think they're going to be definitely spending some time, especially because some of the older servers are low pop all of a sudden, where they're connecting more of them. So it's good to hear them addressing that kind of work. I also watched the voice actor panel because I love that shit. And I recommend all the videos are out there now and they can be watched. If you like people, go watch it. If you're The chat was awful. I mean, they're like, talk about the game. What's wrong with you? I don't care about your social justice warrior shit. And why are they fucking talking about the plague? God is depressing. Why talk about the game? It's like this is, and buff paladins and all kinds of like, where do you think you are? Go to a different panel.
The
Oh God, it was ridiculous.
heck?
I'm like,
But it's like one of the reasons I don't go on the forums. Like, I haven't touched the forums since Burning Crusade.
Well, people are like, oh, it's Twitch chat. I'm like, no, it was the same when it was Blizzard running it themselves. You
It's
know,
Blizz
it's the
fandom.
internet. The community showcase is just the pure pop fun. They had a really cute animation with about the 30th anniversary that was fun to watch. They did a virtual, there's something called the March of the Murlocs, where a bunch of people, when they have BlizzCon in person, dress up as Murloc in their onesies and have a big parade. They kind of did a virtual version of that where people sent in their videos of them doing Murlocky things that was super cute. The cosplay.
I heard the cosplay. That's like the cosplay contest they had in the Dragon Con online. You just got to sent in. You got sent in your picture or video.
Yep, yeah, they from did all over the globe, which is always amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They did a good job. It was short. It was kind of like, well, here's the one who won this section, and here's the one who won this section, and here's one of this category, and then here's the one that won the overall. But there were footnotes flown in of different judge commentaries on the different costumes. I feel like there was some more elaborate together. As much as I love the drama of behind-the-scenes cosplay, being able to see these incredibly elaborate things that people might not have been able to do if they had to. The guy who had robotic moving wings, like getting that to through an airport from the other part of the world and without it breaking, you know, I think we got to see some serious high-level cosplay that was afforded because it couldn't be in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Darren DePaul, and he hosted that part. He kind of did his, he does like 75 different voices for Blizzard, but one of them is Reinhardt from Overwatch, and he was so freaking adorable at previous BlizzCon coming out, and he's like an older guy, and he's throwing candy at everybody, and he kind of starts the community for him, like, and you get candy, and you get candy, and you get, oh, no one's here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I love you, man.
Anyway, we used to do that till we broke a chandelier. Our local anime convention.
Yeah. Like,
break a chandelier once in the hotel. You're not allowed to throw candy anymore.
Oh, yeah. Nerdtacular when this elevator broke. But anyway. So, anyway, folks, if you want to chime in, you can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com or you can tweet at us at geekgrills. Let us know what you thought of BlizzCon Line and what are you buying into and what are you not? And, you know, maybe you'd like to come on our show and talk about it sometime. What are you grills most anticipating coming up?
I'm going to do more crochet. And finish Her Majesty. And then probably work on the chair this weekend. I didn't do last weekend. I literally, like, spent the weekend, like, doing puzzle and just kind of chilling out. And I was like, you know what? I don't have a deadline for this chair. Let me just take a weekend off of it. So I'll be getting back to that this coming weekend.
I can't wait to see it when it's done.
It'll be something, as I said to my husband. If it doesn't look great, I'll just throw a blanket over it. It'll be fine. I have plenty of those.
It was something there to do, if nothing else. How about you, Ray?
Well, my partner husband's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm excited for cake baking, which I didn't get to bake my own cake last week, so I'm baking his. And I'm going to buy a backup cake in case I don't make it. But it'll be fine.
More cake.
And then also probably going through my art book some more. At this point, I'm just actually inking a bunch of old stuff. But yeah, it's mostly full. So at this point, I feel like it's time to ink and then move on. So.
And you said you're running out of ink. I saw you posted that. I'm like, I just got you paint and you decided to ink. Do I need to get you ink and then will you go paint?
No. It's because I use an older pen that is technically a dark brown instead of a black that I bought years ago. So I was like, well, let me try and get this done. And then I can go back to like my paints. So we're just rotating out as we do in the ADD way. How about you?
Speaking of painting, I really want to paint. I'm trying to make myself paint. We still have our cute winter things on our mantle, and we really want spring to come. Like, we just put seeds in the ground, and it's even still risky, which stinks. So I really should paint spring themed things to replace those, and I keep trying to talk myself into it, and then I scroll through pictures to get an idea, and by the time I get close to an idea, I'm not up to getting out the canvas and all the shit anymore. So yeah, some better weather. The next 2 days are actually supposed to be sunny, which is exciting, and they'll hopefully get me to go out of the house more. I'm looking forward to book club. I have too many books right now. I've got Kitchen Confidential I didn't even start. I did sit and read some of Obama's book today. I've got the book my friend published, but we have our book club. So I have read Tenant from the Library, and I've got to read that and get it back to the reread it and get it back to the library before we do our Geek Girls book club next month.
Yep.
And there was something else I was going to say I wanted to do, and it flew right out of my head because I didn't write it down. Because that's how that works. Anyway, remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on March 8th, 2021 at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You are the greatest girlfriends on the internet, and you can become a patron at www.patreon.com/girls. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving your review is free, and that helps our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
Oh, I remember the other thing. My post-show pint. I have a to-go pint I got from the brewery that was co-brewed by one of the bartenders and one of the owners. And it's a guava IPA. And they called it That's What She Brewed. And I've had it for a few days and I haven't had any of it. And that's going to be my post-show pint. Celebrating women. Brewing, and it benefits some kind of organization that helps teach women how to brew. So where can we find you, Grills, on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's MISC. I am planning in the near future to possibly start going on there and documenting my next crocheted cosplay, which I've decided is going to be Rainbow Bright, so we'll see whenever that gets going. And you can also check out my website store at madcapm.com.
All right. You can find me on Instagram under DappleDame and on Twitch as Ray Ino, and I'm actually going to try and do a stream tomorrow.
Yay. And I can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me Tuesday nights on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast. You can find everything the Jen says at thejensays.com because she owns it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.